Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing a subject at present called the Bible Principle of Calling Things into Reality, and this is a 19-part series. We're doing topic number 7, the ministry of Jesus. He called things that be not as though they were. And we're doing the example of the man with the withered hand on the Sabbath who was healed, and we're doing Mark chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. Reading from Mark chapter 3, verse 1. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he said to the man which had the withered hand, Stand forth, or come forward. And he said unto them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days, or to do evil, to save life or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he had looked around about on them with anger, being grieved for their hardness of hearts, he said unto the man, Stretch forth your hand. And the man stretched it out, and the hand was restored whole as the other. Religion and tradition will block you and stop you receiving the promises of God, and the promises of God are sent by God to set you free. When Jesus said to the man, Stretch forth your hand, you can only stretch your hand forward when it's withered because it's healed. So Jesus was actually saying, stretch forth your hand. In brackets, he was actually saying, you are healed. Jesus was calling for those things that were not at that point in time. He was calling things that be not as though they were. He was calling the man's hand healed. Even though he didn't use the words directly, you are healed. It's also important to notice here too that the man believed Jesus, and he added his actions by stretching his hand forward. He put actions to the faith that he believed that he was healed. In this example also, we see something else that comes to the surface. We see where Jesus healed this man on the Sabbath. Remember also that Jesus is God in flesh form on the earth. So God was showing us through his son Jesus Christ to bypass the religion and tradition of the day and to receive the promise of God into their lives. Jesus also said in his ministry that he does nothing of himself. He does and says what the Father does and says. So Jesus is a direct reflection also of the Father and the Father's will. The scriptures also tell us quite clearly the traditions of man will make the word of God to no effect. God wants us as believers to follow his word in conjunction with the Holy Spirit to operate by faith and to believe and to bypass the traditions of man, which will stop the word of God manifesting or becoming a reality in a believer's life. I hope you've enjoyed this session with me today. The next example coming up under this topic is the calming of the storm at sea. And this is Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. Turning now to Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. And the same day when even was arose, he said unto them, Let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were other little ships also. And when there arose a great storm of wind, and waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full, and he was in the back of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said, Master, care you not that we perish? And he arose, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said to one another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the seas obey him? Now remember in this example, Jesus did not say what he saw. If Jesus had said what he saw, the boat would have sunk. The devil was telling his disciples fear, but Jesus spoke in faith the end result, what he wanted. Jesus had already established what he wanted in verse 35. The disciples could have done the same thing through their faith if they had not let fear enter into their hearts. In this example, where we see Jesus had established before he left and got in the boat, he was going to the other side. When the storm came up, Jesus' faith was already developed to go to the other side. So all he had to do was speak to the wind and speak to the waves in faith. Another point I want you to see here. Jesus used this principle of calling things into reality in his ministry, but he also used that for everyday life. And that's what God wants us to do as believers, as children of God, sons and daughters. God wants us to learn the principle and to put it into action into our lives, everyday lives, the principle of calling those things into reality. Again, I hope you've enjoyed these two examples that I've given you, the man with the withered hand and the calming of the storm at sea. Throughout this principle, this subject, it's important to understand that we have to operate in faith and call things that aren't there as though they were. That's not lying. When we take the word of God and we speak the word of God at a situation, we're speaking the truth over the fact, and that's not lying. The next examples coming up will be the feeding of the 5,000 and the miraculous catch of fish and a man lame from his mother's womb at the gate of the temple called Beautiful. Once again, I want to thank you for being with me and encourage you also at the same time to put this principle of calling things that be not into action. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.